Good morning, everybody. Happy New Year. This is our first meeting of January of 08. Glad to be here today. This meeting is called to order. Before proceeding with any business, I believe Mr. Cook has a statement to make.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A public notice of this meeting containing all items on the proposed agenda has been filed in the Office of Secretary of State as required by Chapter 551 Government Code, referred to as the Open Meetings Act. I would like for this fact to be noted in the official record of this meeting. So that all of our guests here today will have a chance to address the Commission, the ones who would like to, in an orderly fashion, the following ground rules will be followed. An individual wishing to speak before the Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission must first fill out and sign a speaker registration card from the table out here in the hallway. The chairman is in charge of this meeting, and by law, it is his duty to preserve order, direct the order of the hearing, and recognize persons to be heard. We have sign-up cards for everyone wishing to speak, and the chairman will call your names from those cards one at a time. Each person will be allowed to speak from the podium here up front, one at a time. When your name is called, please come to the podium, state your name, whom you represent, if anyone other than yourself, and then state your position on the agenda item under consideration, adding any supporting facts that you have that you believe will help the commission understand your concerns. The chairman will also call kind of the on-deck person, who's coming up next, for that person to be ready. Please limit your remarks to the specific agenda item under consideration. Each person wishing to speak to make a comment will be allowed 3 minutes, and I'll keep time on this handy-dandy little timer thing right there, so you will know when your time is up, and I would appreciate if you would honor that. Statements that are merely argumentative or critical of others will not be tolerated. There's a microphone at the podium, so it is not necessary to raise your voice. I request that you show proper respect for the commissioners as well as other members of the audience. You will not be recognized out of turn by raising your hand or interrupting others. If you would like to submit written materials to the commission, please give them to Carol Hemby or Michelle Klaus here, seated to my right, and they will pass those materials to the commissioners. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Also, Mr. Chairman, before I turn loose here right now, let me make an announcement to make sure that all of our visitors and folks in the audience know we've had a bit of a schedule change, this calendar shift, in what normally is our April meeting will be held this year, the last week of March. The meeting, the next commission meeting, will be held March 26th and 27th. So please make note of that. That'll be an important meeting where our rules and regulations, hunting seasons, those kind of things are the action is taken on these items at that time. So if you're interested in those topics, be sure and make a note of that on your calendar. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Bob. Okay. Yeah, next is the approval of minutes from the November 8th, 2007 meeting. And the special called meeting that was held December 5th, 2007, which have already been distributed to the commissioners. Is there a motion for approval? Okay, I have a motion from Commissioner Parker, a second from Commissioner Hickson. All in favor? Thank you. Next is the acceptance of donations. And just for the group out here, I don't know if you all see these numbers. I don't think you do, but every month we look at donations given to Texas Parks and Wildlife and focused on everything from the parks system to the game wardens. And it's interesting, I've never talked about it, but this month, just thanking people for the last month or so, over $400,000. That's from foundations, from individuals, from the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation, Commissioner Freakin, and help that we get to the Toyota Texas Bass Classic and those kind of things. And so I just wanted to publicly say that thank you to everybody that's helped and helps on a this is every couple of months when we have a meeting, we go through the last couple of months, and it's these kind of dollars. So without that help, certainly Texas Parks and Wildlife and all the individuals that work in the agency would not be able to do the job they do. So I want to thank everybody just kind of publicly. It's a wonderful thing. Is there some 6-old geezers on there? Where are they? Are they under 6 geezers? Anyway, we get it from individuals, we get it from companies, we get it from foundations, and it can be anything from small dollars sponsorship type things up to very large dollars to help buy. For example, here's one to purchase a laser shot simulated shooting system to be used by law enforcement. Okay, that's from the NRA, for example. So we get help from lots of different groups and individuals in all parts of the agency, and I just want to publicly thank everybody for that. We thank all of these people, groups, foundations, agencies, others on an ongoing basis, but I kind of want to do that publicly for the record. With that, next is the acceptance of donations, which have been distributed. Do I have a motion? Okay. Commissioner Friedkin move. And Commissioner Martin second. All in favor? Great. Thank you. And now we'll have the service awards and special recognition.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioners, we appreciate this time each month to take a few minutes to recognize folks in the department who have served a long time and who are either retiring or continuing to serve. And there's one in fact, he doesn't have a tenure with the department, but there's one very, very important gentleman in our audience today that I want to introduce to the audience, our incoming executive director, Carter Smith. Carter?
Thank you, Bob. I'm glad you did
that. Well, my pleasure.
My there. I think I told it out.
Yeah. Carter, here's these. No, my pleasure to introduce Carter, and we are honored to have him and looking forward to working with him. We have one retirement certificate this month from the Law Enforcement Division, Forrester J. Mills. Buddy Mills, Game Warden, Fredericksburg, Texas, with 27 years of service. Game Warden Forrester J. Mills began his career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department on September the 1st, 1980. He graduated from the 35th Training Academy on January the 15th, 1981, and was assigned to Eagle Lake, Texas, in Colorado County. Warden Mills transferred to Fredericksburg, Texas, in Gillespie County on August the 1st, 1992, where he served until his retirement this last November. Retiring with 27 years of service, Game Warden Buddy Mills. Pete was reminding me that Buddy is retiring from Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, but we don't believe he's retiring from service to the people of Texas. He is a candidate for the sheriff in Gillespie County, Texas, and we wish him well, wish him the best. In our service awards from the Law Enforcement Division, we have Billy A. Dodd, Game Warden, Dangerfield, Texas, with 35 years of service. Game Warden Billy Dodd began his employment with TPWD as a Game Warden Cadet on December the 20th, 1972. He attended the 29th Cadet class held at Texas A&M University, College Station, Texas, graduating on May 17th, 1973. Billy was assigned to Morris County in Northeast Texas. Out of 23 cadets who graduated from that 29th class, he is one of only four still employed as a game warden by the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. With 35 years of service, Game Warden Billy Dodd. Also, with 35 years of service from the Law Enforcement Division, William W. McClendon, Game Warden, Orange Grove, Texas. Game Warden Bill McClendon began his career with TPWD on December the 20th, 1972, as a Game Warden Cadet. Upon completion of the Game Warden Academy, Warden McClendon was stationed in Clayburgh County, Kingsville, Texas. In November of 1973, he transferred to Corpus Christi. Until 1982, when he transferred to Orange Grove, Texas, in Jim Wells County. with 35 years of service, Game Warden Bill McClendon.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you. Seem to be on the roll with these 35-year folks. From State Parks Division, Manager 1 at Rockport, Texas, Starmy Reeves, Cullen S. Reeves. I didn't even know who Cullen S. Reeves was. Oh, it's Starmy. And I hear there's several stories about why it's called Starmy, but we won't get into it. Starmy Reeves began his career with TPWD as a summer intern at Washington-on-the-Brazos State Park in May of 1970. After graduation from Texas A&M University, he was hired as the park manager at Palmetto State Park on December the 4th, 1972. He transferred to the park manager position at Goose Island State Park on November the 1st of 73 and continues in that position today. He facilitated the donation of adjacent land from Sun Oil Company that has been active and has been actively involved in the shoreline stabilization and marsh restoration project that will be completed in FY09. During his tenure, Goose Island State Park was one of the four beta testing sites for the Park Office program. They were also the pilot park for the first credit card transaction for both campsite reservations, registrations, and licenses. Through his active participation, he has been on the evaluation team for the next generation of the Park Office program, the new program that we told you about yesterday that will keep all of our financial records and bookings and all of that. And Goose Island State Park is the pilot park on the Park Office Reload project. He maintains his water and wastewater licenses with the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and his Master Peace Officer certification with the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement Officer Standards and Education. With 35 years of service, Starmy Reeves.
My daughter Brianna.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we appreciate you bringing this young lady.
Broke the camera again.
One more?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Also from the State Parks Division, Janet K. Roach, Park Specialist 3, Tyler, Texas, with 30 years of service. Janet began her career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department at the Texas State Railroad on January the 23rd, 1978, and continued until September 1, 2007. She is currently working in the State Parks Business Management Section as a Revenue Resource Specialist. During her employment, Janet has enjoyed working with the dedicated staff of the railroad and for what the railroad has been able to accomplish. Janet shares that she is thankful for the continued employment with TPWD and the many years of being able to work at one of the greatest sites the system had. With 30 years of service, Janet K. Roach.
That's right, 30 years, that's great.
This lady is phenomenal. I'll just tell it that way. All those nice words.
One more. Congratulations.
Next, with 30 years of service, from the Infrastructure Division, our Director 3, Stephen C. Whiston. Steve Whiston began his career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department in January of 1978 as an architect in the former Historic Sites and Restoration Branch, where he served as a project manager and led teams that were responsible for the restoration and development of historic sites across the state. From April of 1991 to May of 92, he served as the interim director of the Historic Sites Program and helped to facilitate the consolidation of the program into the department's design and construction branch of the Public Lands Division. In May of 1992, he was promoted to the head of administration for the construction, design, and management branch. And in August of 96, Steve was named the acting division director and served on the special department task force that assessed the backlog of statewide repair needs. Steve co-authored the Infrastructure Task Force report published in January of 1997, which was instrumental in gaining legislative approval and support of the $60 million in new revenue bonds for capital construction and repair. In February of 1996, Steve was promoted to Deputy Director for the Infrastructure Division, where he was responsible for the oversight and coordination of day-to-day operations and the effective and efficient expenditure of the new revenue bonds. In January of 2003, Steve was promoted to Division Director of the Infrastructure Division. He has supported the department's efforts and been actively engaged in seeking and obtaining additional legislative appropriations of $124 million of general obligation bonds to support the department's construction and repair program. With 30 years of service, Steve Whiston.
Glad you called a meeting of your staff down here.
Thank you. Thank you.
From the Coastal Fisheries Division, Wayne A. Dodd, Fish and Wildlife Technician 3, Palacios, Texas, with 20 years of service. Wayne began his career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department as a Fish and Wildlife Technician 1 in 1973, assisting with the spawning and propagation of red drum, spotted sea trout, and black drum. He participated in the introduction of red drum into several inland water bodies, including Town Lake, Calaveras, Bronig, Lake Livingston, and Lake Waco. Wayne's early tenure with TPWD was difficult. He spent countless hours on the Matagorda Peninsula procuring brood stock for spawning research. For those present that may not be familiar with historic procurement protocol, it basically involves spending the entire week at the base on Matagorda Peninsula, eating at the chow hall, hanging out with the guys at the club, and fishing all day long. Wayne's dedication and willingness to fulfill these responsibilities is legendary. In 1977, Wayne left TPWD to work as an environmental technician. In 1992, Wayne was rehired by TPWD and is currently classified as a Fish and Wildlife Technician 3. Wayne is an integral part of the Matagorda Bay team, participating in all sampling activities and has assumed a variety of additional duties, including regional data editor, appointed duty safety officer, and field station data entry coordinator. With 20 years of service, Wayne Dodd.
Your friends wrote all that.
Yeah. Tomorrow's another day.
Right, true.
From the Coastal Fisheries Division, Tom L. Wagner. Tom began his career with TPWD with the Coastal Fisheries Division at Port O'Connor in 1987. In 1992, he transferred to the Rockport Marine Lab, where he works as a fisheries biologist with the Corpus Christi Bay Ecosystem Team. He has served as the Texas representative on the Gulf States Marine Fisheries Commission's Crab Subcommittee for 19 years, co-authoring several publications on the Blue Crab Fishery Management Program. With 25 years of service, Tom Wagner.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm sure that Tom has never participated in that sampling protocol that we're talking about. Let him off the hook on that one. And finally, last but not least, from the Inland Fisheries Division, Mark A. Webb, Natural Resource Specialist from Bryan, Texas. Mark began his career with TPWD in 1988 at the Marshall Inland Fisheries Office as an Assistant District Supervisor. In 1990, Mark was promoted to District Management Supervisor at the Bryan Inland Fisheries Office. Mark and the Bryan Inland Fisheries team have been responsible for management of several large reservoirs, including Lake Conroe, Lake Livingston, Lake Houston, Lake Houston County, Lake Somerville, Gibbons Creek Reservoir, Sheldon Reservoir, Lake Raven, and numerous community lakes in the Houston and College Station metropolitan areas. Mark has also conducted research and coordinated statewide projects in several areas, the most notable of which may be aquatic ecosystem restoration, focusing on establishment of native aquatic vegetation. He is currently involved in a native vegetation restoration project at Lake Conroe in cooperation with BASS and in joint research with Texas A&M University in ecosystem restoration. With 20 years of service, Mark Webb. Chairman, Commissioners, and guests, today we have with us the current president of the Fisheries Administration Section of the American Fisheries Society, who is also the current fisheries chief for the state of Nebraska, Mr. Don Gablehouse. And Don has traveled from Alaska here today to, excuse me, Alaska, Nebraska. It's almost Alaska when you look at it. Has traveled here from Nebraska to present an award to the department's Freshwater Fisheries Center in Athens, Texas. Don?
Executive Director Chuck, Chairman Holt, members of the commission, it's an honor to be here. It is nearly as cold in Nebraska right now as it is in Alaska, so it's wonderful to be here and enjoy your balmy weather.
We're all freezing, Don.
I'm ready to take off a layer. Before I give you the award, I'd like to give you a little background on what this award's about. Since 1950, the Sport Fish Restoration Program, also known as the Dingle Johnson or Wallop Bro Program after its primary congressional sponsors, has contributed nearly $3 billion toward better fishing and boating across the United States. Funding for this program comes from an excise tax that users pay on fishing tackle, boats, and motorboat fuel. The Fisheries Administration Section of the American Fisheries Society recognizes the absolutely critical importance of this program for state fisheries agencies. Texas alone receives $17.5 million annually from this federal fund. But we also recognize that the program is subject to periodic reauthorization from Congress and ongoing scrutiny from the manufacturers and the people who pay the excise taxes, mainly anglers. The Fisheries Administration Section believes that the best way to generate continued support for the Sport Fish Restoration Program is to identify and showcase outstanding fisheries projects from across the country that are accomplished using sport fish restoration funds. Each year we give three awards for outstanding sport fish restoration projects, one for management and development, one for research and surveys, and one for aquatic education. For 2007, the Aquatic Education Outstanding Sport Fish Restoration Project of the Year award goes to the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department for the Texas Freshwater Fisheries Center. This is actually the second time the center has won this award, which is a first. The center was recognized, I think, about 10 years ago for the construction of the center. Now we're going to give you an award for features that have been added in the last 6 years. The facility has some tremendous features. Thanks in part, again, to the Sport Fish Restoration Program, but also to a variety of public and private sponsors. Like to list some of the things that have gone on and been built over the last 6 years. There's been a hatchery tram built and placed into service, a wetland and wetland trail with interpretive wayside exhibits, pavilions, restrooms, and interactive stations constructed. There was an outdoor amphitheater, a casting pond and pier, a conservation center, a classroom, a teaching lab, and a game warden museum all built. The center was terrific in the first place. It's even more terrific today. I've enjoyed visiting there myself, and so I would now like to present the award to anybody that wants to come up here. And
I'd like to introduce some of the staff. Alan Fulsoggy, the director of the center, and we have Larry Hodge and Joanne and David Campbell. Come up here. These are the people that actually...
Get everybody up here. Yeah, come on, Bob. Yeah, come on, Dad, over here.
Yeah, I better get them back in here where you can get a little... I mean, you know, some of us are a little bit wide.
I resemble that remark.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
Tell us how you want to.
Yeah. All right.
I get to be in the back.
Yeah.
Not
in the back, but in the front, but there
you
go.
That
works.
Give me a
word now. Now you have people. It's just not right, is it?
No, well, maybe. All right, look right here, please. On three. One, two, and three. One more. Hi, Larry. There you go. One, two, and... Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
How are you, my friend?
Doing okay? Mr. Chairman, while you're getting located, I'd like to remind the folks in the audience, if you have your cell phone with you or something like that that's going to buzz and go off and ring and play some nice tune for us, if you would, put that on silent, and we'll proceed with the process here. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. One other point, as we talk about service awards, one more time, I want to thank Bob Cook, our outgoing executive director. This is his last meeting, at least as the guy standing at the podium anyway. Hopefully he'll come back and visit us sometime, Bob.
My pleasure.
But I think your official last day is...
31st,
that's right. And Carter starts kind of... coming in, what, Monday the 28th. So we have a transition going on next week, and I want to thank everybody for their cooperation and collaboration as we go forward with this transition. But I'm excited about it, and I think Bob, as I said, he's already sold his house, bought a house, and he's out of here. So I don't know what that says, Bob. But anyway, and I welcome Carter also as he comes aboard, and look forward to working with you, Carter, going forward. At this time, I'd like to inform the audience everyone's welcome to stay for the remainder of the meeting. However, if anyone wishes to leave, now would be an appropriate time to do so. Please move forward as you're leaving so as to let everyone through the doorway. I think we've pretty much everybody's done that.